The rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
You know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the big baby P.
What up, y'all?
And to my left, Miss Sarah Force.
What the hell am I here for?
What's up, internet, in the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. And today, everybody is pissed at me.
You suck.
So what's new?
I don't know, man.
Didn't we start like this the last three times?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should we change it?
No. I'm not pissed at you, dude.
I just fucking loathe you.
Yeah. Why? What
that's
did I
loathing.
Do?
You're
you
know, despicable. Loathing is different than hate.
Ah,
I think.
God.
Actually.
Nah.
You know, you're not really giving us the full credit we deserve for this bad vibes we have towards you.
Right.
Okay.
We're disgruntled employees.
Yeah,
you're
extremely underestimating us, sir.
Without being fully employed.
Yeah. So what do you guys want? More credit? More names? More name dropping?
I, for one, would like a back rub.
I, for one, would like to not get left out of the intro at the live shows.
Hey, that was not my fault. Don't get mad at me for that.
Yeah, actually, it was your fault.
No, I'll take responsibility for it.
No, you don't have to, Steve. It's the
fuck you, Steve.
Ezra Show.
You know what?
All right,
thank
Pat,
you,
what do you
P,
want?
You're right about
what do you,
that.
What do you want, Pat? What do I have to
no,
do
no,
to,
it doesn't,
to
it doesn't
get,
matter.
To get the morale up?
It doesn't matter, because whatever we want, we won't get. Fuck you all.
You yeah. will. What do you want?
No.
What do you want? It's like I'm dealing with a girlfriend here.
We'll reach around.
What do you want?
No.
What do you want? Mm-mm.
Don't look at me. I don't want jack shit from you.
Then why is everybody so angry?
Let's just do the show, Owen.
Oh, wow. Way to get me sidetracked. Let's get to it. Hey, what's that, Steve, in your hand? Dylan, cue up the music.
Beer of the week.
Let's take a sip here.
That was kind of a sexy sip.
Bell's Two-Hearted Ale.
Today. Oh, yeah.
Brewed and bottled by Bell's Brewery Incorporated, Comstock, Michigan. Let me tell you right now, boys and gals, 7.0 alcohol content on these bad boys.
Damn.
Yeah, so a good three of these get you going. In fact, I mean, they even describe it as an India Pale Ale, a style well-suited for Hemingway-esque trips to the Upper Peninsula.
Hmm.
American malts, hops. I heard they added more hops this year. But incredible floral finish. Actually, very tasty. It's very pale ale-ish, if you're familiar with the India Pales. But Two-Hearted Ale. It's got a fish on the front.
Why'd you only bring one?
Because he's like $11, $12 a six pack.
He doesn't trust you with expensive.
No, it's not that. This also was the last one. In all honesty, this is I drank them over the last couple of days. Good thing about them, you know, you're in a good mood. You don't gotta pound a bunch of them like you do with Budweisers or Bud Lights. Unless you're into that kind of thing. There was a Bud Light incident of a beer of the week we did, and that was because I was in pound mode. Okay, slam mode. It's a little sip in action. Two-Hearted Ale. Go out to your fine beer stores.
Two-Hearted
and check
Ale.
It out. Yeah.
Is that something good to drink with a girly friend?
Oh, yeah. Good buzz.
Sarah, do you have anything to say? You're smiling. You're just sitting there smiling.
She knows what's up. She knows what's up with the Bells.
Yeah, I do. It's
Bells
lovely.
Bells is good stuff. Yeah. Also, the beer of the week may be this next week, but Oberon is out too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a favorite.
And they collect those at the end of every summer season. They go take them back so they're not sitting there and then bring more out for the spring, summer.
Really?
So, yeah.
I wanted Oberon at the Bullfrog, and they were out.
Oh, do you know what they did have, though? They had Bell's Winter at the Bullfrog, and it was a little stale.
Yeah, it's
I drank
kind
a giant cup
that.
Of it.
That's like drinking Oberon in November.
On the second?
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. And it was warm out. You don't want to be drinking winter ales when it's warm.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm not a connoisseur.
I'm seasonal like my beers, too. That's what it is, dude. Come winter, when you hit those heavier beers, the heavier lagers and stouts, that's because I don't fucking leave the house in the winter anymore. Now, come summer, man, it's out and crazy.
I haven't left the house in weeks.
Yeah, you smell like it.
God damn it.
What do you mean weeks? You were here last week.
Is it that bad? Is the funk that bad?
It's going to get worse as we go on, I tend to notice. Not from you. When there's like five people sitting in this, you know, space.
I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out what smells. Is my pants? Is my shirt? I don't know what's been washed, what hasn't been washed. I just have a pile of clothes on the floor.
I want to know what's up with Kentucky Fried Chicken and how they're going to save themselves from $42 million in lost chicken. Lost to Oprah.
So nobody ate the chicken?
How did they lose the chicken?
Well, they gave away $42 million worth of chicken. So that's kind of like put a damper on things. And actually, last night, I saw a commercial with, I think it was the president of KFC or someone, that was apologizing to America that they can't honor these coupons anymore they're just like flat broke
too
from
many people.
Losing all this chicken.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's like a big deal. And I can't believe that you didn't hear about it. But, you know.
I've just seen the commercials for the grilled chicken and was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, you don't watch
Oprah. So they painted grill marks on it. Who cares?
Right. I don't trust it. I'm sure
here's the thing. To get the coupons for it, you had to go online.
Sure.
But there was no limit to the amount of coupons you could print out and you could make copies and there was no way to
Oh, right on.
These motherfuckers are feeding a family of 12.
Right. And how are you going to, This is a recession, man. I mean, you're giving away a free meal, and Oprah's telling you about it?
Speaking of that, real quick, did you realize, like, the terrorist watch list, okay, like FBI's most wanted? They purposely put either Arab, whatever around the world you can think of, the families that have money, their certain kids or nephews or whoever, their family line to these rich Arab families get on these terrorist watch lists.
Okay.
Part of that being, they then go to Washington lobbyists and pay them to then, in turn, get to the Congress people to get them off of those watch lists.
Wow.
So I heard a little bit about that earlier in the week and looked into it. And it's fucked, dude. Washington has literally like 1,000, if not more, some that we don't even know of, like lobbyists. And they're just all there doing shady shit. They're just there to fucking pillage any notion of what the people are supposed to have.
Wow.
And put all that bullshit before it. But
So these quotes.
That wasn't even what I was going to say. It just occurred to me.
These quote terrorists, are they?
Their families got money. You know, their oil families, their kingpins.
Are these people protected then? In a sense, because their families are rich, they've, you know, essentially bought and paid off the U.S.,
yeah.
Then wouldn't those families protect that individual? Like, that's why Osama bin Laden isn't caught?
Dude, well, the whole Osama bin Laden is a straw man thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's a fucking fake-ass representation of a terrorist right there.
Everybody seems to have forgotten about him.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. Probably not.
Look where they found Saddam Hussein. He was in a hole in the ground, but they can't find Osama bin Laden.
Worked out just as scripted.
Right. Yeah.
He's not even real. He's like, what was that? What was that?
Where's Waldo?
No. What was that Al Pacino movie from the 90s? Was it like Simone or some shit? Where he created the...
Like virtual...
Right, the virtual actress and shit, and wasn't even a real person.
Yeah.
It's pretty much how this is going to turn out.
Wow.
Well, it said... for instance, I mean, the bin Laden family lived in America before 9/11.
Right.
His brother and father were talking with George Bush Sr. the morning of 9/11. So anyone don't believe that, it's very easy to look into.
Just Google it.
Bin Laden's company, I forget what the fuck it was called, the Bushes were investors in it. So, God, I wish I could think of that on the spot. What the fuck was that? You know, it's something like a Halliburton. But anyway... Yeah.
I remember hearing something about, you know, they were meeting at some sort of formal banquet or some crap. Who knows?
They were
probably banging each other.
And then the only families allowed out of here when all the planes were supposed to be out of the sky was, you know, sure, the bin Ladens, prominent Saudi families, the Saudi royals that were here.
All right. Well,
why did they ship them off? What was the purpose of that?
Get them the fuck out of here from saving them from like a witch-like trial.
Hate crimes.
Yeah, sure. They're like, okay, we know. Which makes you think even further that it was scripted. I mean, okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
That was one thing. Real quick, let me touch on this too. I was at the Fox Theater last night, ladies and gentlemen. So I went to go see a Leonard Cohen show there for any of our older demographic will know what's up with that. Personally, I found it out from the band Ween, who had a Leonard Cohen-like picture on one of their albums, and I was like, who is this dude? Looked into it as Leonard Cohen. Very depressing shit. He's very self-loathing poetry set to music, which is awesome. But Fox Theater, sold out. If anyone's ever been in there before, you will see the decor and the way the Illiches have kind of fixed that place up inside there. And one of which I think it find interesting is a lot of religious symbols going on up in the Fox Theater. If you ever see it, you're not aware of it. There's, you know, Hindu-esque architecture, a lot of Indian stuff. More importantly, I saw a lot of mystery religion symbols, what's considered the mystery religions, which like Flowers of Life, Fibonacci sequence, which is numbers that double themselves, growing in spirals, the golden ratio in nature. So interesting of all things to decorate something like the Fox Theater by a wealthy family of descending wealthy bloodline to touch on mystery religions.
So have you guys heard Eminem's album yet?
Heard a few songs.
I've heard a couple tunes. Of songs. And
which, yeah. What, yeah. Is this something about a hamster? Huh. Or is that like bad old news or something? Bad yeah. news, old news,
I
same
don't,
thing.
I don't
know. I heard, 3 a.m., we made you, or we're the ones that made you. It's cool.
It's okay. It just doesn't sound like he did that much to it.
Well, he does his rapping and his, like, accents and...
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that? It's like, dude, come on, seriously?
Yeah, he used to be like a talented individual, and now he just sounds like garbage.
Well, he's got, you know, all the money in the world, and he can do whatever the fuck he wants, and this is what he wants to do.
There was an interview in a magazine, something like a Rolling Stone, but it was something else, where he says after Proof died, he almost did too. A friend of his gave him a couple pills, and he didn't tell him what they were exactly.
Oh, that's lovely.
What kind of friend excellent. Would give you something without telling you what it... Oh, yeah, I did that to Olin.
Right. Well, I mean, hey, but at the same... I don't think you're trying to kill me.
No,
well, I mean, after today, man, I get mean mugged and I stink and bad. I don't know.
Got random people showing up to the fucking Tapwater production.
I don't know what's going on, man.
That's kind of... Well... Good and bad.
Anyway, I guess he says something bad about Nick Cannon in some song. So Nick Cannon, who's married to Mariah Carey, like went on and wrote this hate-filled right. blog about Eminem, and it sparked up all this controversy. And I just laughed at the whole thing.
Eminem bang Mariah Carey?
That's the rumor.
That's the claim.
Supposedly.
That's the claim. He was like, Eminem never banged my wife. I really didn't want to get into it because it's stupid celebrity drama. I just think that, like... If that's how Eminem's going to be remembered, man, and not as a good rapper, but...
I'll still say to this day, you don't want to piss Eminem off.
Nick Cannon does say
that
he's resurrecting his rap career.
Why?
Because Nick Cannon? Was he ever a rapper?
On his blog, he says he's going to rap and battle Eminem.
Was he like R&B or something?
No, he was a rapper.
He was a rapper.
Doesn't he do things like...
I'm a gigolo and lots of dough.
Oh.
He did a song with R. Kelly.
Wildin' out.
Both Nick Cannon and Eminem are the Olin Ozer Show asshats of the week.
It's the asshat, the asshat, the Olin Ozer asshat of the week.
Asshat.
All right, now we're going to listen to Unpaid Holiday by Mary's Eyes.
And disintegrate. And wait.
the band so high and her eyes kept wide.
Looking at the tomb in the sky.
You're cold as the frozen ice. Keep the cars moving even when the foot breaks up the night. Waiting for another moment of impact. Your breath was hatching like one of us.
All right, that was Unpaid Holiday by Mary's Eyes. And now on the line, we've got Ryan from Mary's Eyes.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good.
So where are you guys at right now in California?
Yeah, we all moved out here, me and my brother, about three and a half years ago.
When you guys made the move out there, did that help with your success as a band at all?
It definitely benefited us because we have played all these new clubs, met all these new bands, met new people. Just anyone that could possibly help us that we would have never met, we would have never had those connections. But I mean, I think it's the same with just growing no matter where you go, really. LA has definitely helped us because we've met a lot of people and stuff like that, but it could have just as well happened anywhere in New York or
so it wasn't, or it wasn't in particular you had anything negative to say about, like, the Michigan music scene. Was it anything like that? Because I know a lot of bands that leave Michigan, or, you know, Jack White specifically, will say the Detroit music scene is, you know, crabs in a bucket theory kind of thing. But you didn't have any issue with that?
You know, I've never had a problem with that. I just know that you're probably going to have problems. You're going to have things you love about the scene, and you're going to have things you hate about the scene pretty much anywhere you go.
Sure.
And I can say that now, seeing this new scene, I can see things that are definitely different. I like them about this scene. Then I see things that just are worse. And
Are you familiar with?
I can't really complain.
Okay,
about either one.
Are you familiar with another Michigan band that went to California called Natives of the New Dawn? Sound familiar?
Yes, they sound very, very familiar. And like, I see them when they, I don't see them. I just noticed that they came out here a little while ago on my MySpace. One of the dudes from the band, I told him I was going to try to make it up to the show. I didn't make it, but
yeah,
I remember
man.
Them from back in Michigan.
Yeah, they did a lot of KZU shows. And I'm also drinking a two-hearted ale from Bell's Brewery, by the way, today.
Bell's Brewery. That's for sure.
Yep,
it's some Bell's Oberon. It's that time of year.
I know, man. Everyone for that I know, right on April 1st, they hit me up, started sending me texts, and they're like, drinking an Oberon right now. Suck it.
I know that you have your music posted up at myspace.com/ Mary's Eyes, and that's MaryzEyez. And the name of this, the name of the CD you guys have out right now is Memento Mori, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hey, man, thanks a lot for taking some time out of your day and talking with us and everything like that.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Yep, take care.
Bye.
All right, see ya.
As of this weekend, two of the top four anticipated movies of the summer have come out. I'm talking, of course, about X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I heard that sucked.
It was...
You saw it, Pat?
It was mediocre. Yeah, I saw that one, and I just saw the amazing Star Trek yesterday.
It was good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Star Trek was good.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've read. I haven't seen these movies, but I've just read good and bad reviews.
Star Trek was definitely worth it. It was... It was pretty much everything that you would expect. It involved time travel, had Nero trying to murder Spock in various points of his life.
Did they get rid of those pansy guns that they had? Those, like, remote control looking
thing? Hey, whoa, calm that shit down, son.
Phaser will hurt your ass.
They set that shit to stun. Okay?
Well, yeah,
they don't want to, they don't want to cause major damage to you, okay?
The stormtroopers did the same thing. They set their assault rifle to stun, except their weapon looked badass. The taser just looks like a garage door opener.
And then you find out it's a clone of the exact same guy, which is why each and every one of them all sucked, which is why none of them had the capabilities to ever take down Luke Skywalker or Han Solo.
Well, those guys,
they
couldn't
all
aim.
Clones of the same fucking mediocre asshole.
Whoa, they wait, stop. Aim. Stormtroopers were clones?
Yep.
They couldn't aim.
Clones of the same fucking ass fuck.
God, they couldn't aim. That was like Luke would be right there. There'd be 18 stormtroopers, and nobody would hit him.
Because they all had the same skill set.
They're all
Darth Vader's like, I can't believe we cloned that one douchebag.
Exactly. Exactly. But so, I digress. Star Trek was definitely worth it. On the flip side, the Wolverine movie was kind of a disappointment.
It was asshole.
What was wrong with the Wolverine flick?
Was Patrick Stewart in it?
It was, see, that's the thing. They I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but they did show Professor X at the end of the movie. But they used that same technology that they had used in the third X-Men movie, like to make them look younger. He looked like a fucking pedophile.
Wow.
Really. It was not.
He looked like Herbert the pervert from Family Guy.
Yeah.
What's going on, boys and girls? Piss me off.
Any Sean Connery appearances?
Little tickly son of a bitch.
Why would there be a Sean Connery appearance?
I don't know, man. I think Patrick Stewart and Sean Connery need to like team up and make some sort of old man action flick.
Old man sexy action flick?
Oh, you got
Sarah,
that thing going
keep
on
closed,
too?
Please.
I don't have anything
Flex
going on.
Guys.
It's her. Oh, yeah.
Sarah, keep them closed.
I mean,
please.
Sarah already wants to tongue George Carlin's dead asshole who looks like Patrick Stewart. You're next, buddy.
Did you know there's a science of reanimating dead assholes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can like rectum transplants. It's fucked.
Nice.
But anyway,
there you go.
Oh, speaking of,
so anybody out there has
no. Speaking of, during the past week, I want to say it was the past week. They actually performed the first face transplant
In America.
Oh my god.
In America, yeah.
Like the movie
first Face
Off.
Was in France a couple years ago.
Did you see the pictures of that shit?
Yeah.
Was it like someone's?
It looked nothing like Face Off.
I'm just saying, you know, not because you said something about transplant, but because you said something about, you know, assholes.
Yeah.
Because that's what her face looked like beforehand.
She kind of looked like Grimace, like somebody cut off a Grimace head and put that shit up in there.
Wait.
She looked like Ars face off of Preacher.
Wow. So she starts off looking like she has a face of an asshole, and now she looks like Grimace.
What are you going to do?
So is she working at McDonald's selling Happy Meals or what?
I hope not.
You take what kind of face you can get if you get a face transplant.
I'll tell you what.
How dare you?
What?
You.
How dare I
you,
what?
This person got a face
transplant. I know. I was the one that brought up Grimace. It's my bad.
Well, no. It's all
I don't know. How dare
Everybody's
me?
Everybody's pissed at you. How
Sweet,
dare
dude.
You?
I try to take the downfall and they just push
they
off on
no,
you.
No, they're just mad
Grimace
at me for I don't know why.
Grimace is a lovable character.
I don't care.
What the fuck is Grimace? You tell me.
Yeah, he looks like this dude I used to know named Kenny.
Oh my God.
He's like a stale
Hi,
chicken
Kenny.
Nugget.
Is it Ronald McDonald's Down syndrome friend?
You know?
Why is he purple? Why
That's
is
that tumor that they pulled
dead.
Out of Ronald McDonald's ass.
Oh, man. You know, like Mayor McCheese, man, the poor guy is a mutated cheeseburger head.
These were all the horrible experiments at McDonald's gone wrong that escaped. And now, you know, it's like the McDonald's
Fry Kids. You guys remember them? The Fry Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
I was always more of a hamburger
fucking
guy myself.
Ate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hamburglar loved to burgle him some hamburger.
Yeah, he was a burglar.
He likes to burgle the burger.
Human cloning.
Sarah,
experiment.
Do you burgle burgers?
Rubble.
No.
Hey, Dylan.
What?
Sounds you know it's coming sooner or later.
Would you ever burgle a burger?
What the hell does that even mean?
It's like burgling a turd. Would you, you know, be a turd burglar?
Burgle.
I still don't quite follow, but I'm going to go with no.
If burgling turds ain't plain as day. All right, let's move on.
Burgle. Steve, what do you know about Peter Schiff, man? I know you know something.
Yeah.
This guy is an economic expert.
Oh, okay.
And what this guy has done is he successfully predicted everything that's going on right now.
And he's still, the economist Jones had on a couple times.
Yeah, and he's continuously discredited. But if you just take two steps back and listen to what this guy says, and when I say discredited, I mean CNN and Fox News. Well, he obviously doesn't know what he's talking about.
CNN, but it's like owned by Ted Turner.
It's like if you go back to 2007, he's talking about how rough, you know, the last quarter of 08, first quarter of 09 was going to be with job creation and stuff like that.
Well, there's a guy called Lyndon LaRouche. You're familiar with her?
Yeah.
Similar concept. He predicted, like, this whole economic collapse. But I think anybody that fucking had any semblance of... Jesus, how should I put this? Anybody could have seen this coming.
Yeah,
had you paid attention enough? Because capitalism requires continuous growth, more consumers, and it's unsustainable. It's unsustainable. Capitalism is a failing theory.
It's slowly dying. Even I heard this Rehab song. One of the lyrics was, "Even the Virgin Mary's selling herself to make rent."
Nice.
Welcome to a democratic government.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I mean, which is why they're going to try and shift that principle from capitalist to, like, socialist to eventually shit. Democracy is a cocoon for fascism, if you know, historically.
So
we're kind of following right along on schedule, actually.
Everyone just needs to hang on for the ride because it's about to get wild and fun and crazy.
Yeah.
How do you figure?
Because look at what's going on in around the world right now. The weather's getting worse.
Speaking of that, let me quote.
On top of everything else.
The show I was at last night, Leonard Cohen. He's got a song called The Future. One of the lyrics is, "There'll be no anything that you really can measure anymore. The blizzard of the world has crossed the threshold and it's overthrown the order of your soul."
There you go.
Good shit.
Damn.
That's deep, yo.
The blizzard of the world. Exactly. So when you talk about, you know, economic climate, that's...
The economic climate, the real climate.
If they didn't dumb us all fucking down, you probably would have seen this... Little further
we would have seen it sooner. So I think what's going on is we're building a tolerance to all these chemicals they're throwing in our crap. So it's kind of like diluting us a little bit. You know what I mean? One person at a time.
Take my daily dose of aspartame.
Fluoride, barium salts, aluminum, zirconium, and
aluminum sulfate is delicious.
Apparently, now there's a new problem with massive amounts of lithium in the drinking water.
Yeah,
now.
Dude, did you see
lithium? Lithium.
Oh, yeah.
The recent study of I think only 8 states allowed their water supply to be tested. one of them that didn't, by the way, was New York, but
of course not. Holy
hormones,
shit.
Growth, female hormones, aluminum, zirconium,
anything that the human body cannot completely break down will come out in your pee
people,
and
as soon as
does
you,
not get refined in the water treatment
As soon as you
plant.
Dump something down the toilet, as soon as you let drugs filter through your system and pee in a toilet and flush it, all that shit's going right out back into the supply, you know?
Yep.
To treat treatment plants that don't catch Prozac.
Lithium. What do they use to treat with
they
lithium?
Don't catch, like,
lithium is not
Valium and things like that.
Same shit.
Either.
All that. Yeah. Lithium is not really prescribed anymore in its dosages because in the late 60s, they were prescribing it like crazy, very heavy dosages without really having time to kind of study it, what it does over, say, the course of 20 years. Yeah,
like
they've done with
it in the 80s, though.
Right.
Like they've done with OxyContin.
Well, I know this because my family has a history of lithium prescription. Point is, 20 years later, what it does is destroy kidney function, ruin endocrine production. It's just, and then guess what? It creates a whole new market because now you got to get prescriptions and shit for the side effects of taking lithium your whole fucking life.
Now, I've heard that lithium will get you hammered or wasted or high or something.
No, you have
actually,
to build
no.
it up in your system
yeah.
over
really.
Time for
it's,
like
it's
a
not,
whole
it's not
month
a,
or something.
It's not a psychotic. It's not a anything, you know.
So it just hurts you.
It does. You know, I will say there's, you know, for the bulk of, like, my young life, my mom was on it, and she took it. It just corrected her, what they call an imbalance or bipolar disorder. That's what's prescribed for. That just enough to make things seem normal. Whereas I go back and look at the early history of why she even got on it, and I don't think there was a reason for it. It's just if you're rebellious. It's just if you question things.
Yeah, exactly.
Those prescriptions make you forget about that. There's a whole Simpsons about that. I forget what it was called, but Lisa was taking the happy pills and was just making her not really question things
anymore.
Oh,
wait. I'm sorry. Tell me you guys heard that commercial for the happy pill.
No.
No.
Like, there's for
a,
real?
Yeah, there's a new pill, and they're calling it the happy Shut pill. Up.
Like a prescription?
Is it like one of those not approved by the FDA midnight cable
like
pills?
Horny goat weed or something?
I don't know. Probably. Like, I just know I heard the commercial
Maxiderm?
For
Maxiderm?
Oh, it's got that annoying guy.
The happy pill! 7 exciting formulas! No. 1 impressive result!
It's not the ShamWow guy. No. Happy
hey, did you know that
Billy
the ShamWow
Mays
guy?
Got arrested, yeah.
Oh my god, a hooker bit his tongue. Yeah,
fuck all that.
Oh my god, the ShamWow
That's
guy.
That's almost as bad as the Girls Gone Wild
like a month
guy
ago.
When that dude broke into his house and raped him
oh,
in the ass.
Yeah, he got.
Oh, wow.
You didn't hear about that? That was
no.
like.
No,
old
you didn't
news.
Hear about that?
So, yeah,
so
old
Joe,
news,
what's his name?
I don't know.
Joe.
He's the titty man.
The douchebag from the Girls Gone Wild. Yeah, he was
the billionaire.
What he did, dude. The long of it short, he got some girls on film that he probably shouldn't have.
Oh, and no.
And they were, you know, not that there's a mob, but somebody related to that family
saw
their little innocent daughter on film and was like, you know what?
So
you're fucked.
So a disgruntled parent or husband.
He actually got kidnapped.
Kidnapped the guy and then raped him in the butthole.
Yeah.
Wow!
Not even
that's
with not even
what a rape is.
He got kidnapped. I thought they did it in his own house.
I just wanted to make sure to make it as clear. Just in case anybody didn't know what rape was, you know, it's
well, they didn't rape him
forced
with
sexual
with penises though. Yeah, they raped him with various objects.
So, oh no!
Various
the
objects
poor bastard.
Meaning I don't know whatever's laying around.
Wow!
Is that a remote control? Get over here.
Wow.
Pineapples?
Wow.
Pineapples, sure.
Various.
Oh, fuck. The man left a broom. Come here.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So, but that was it, man. He actually couldn't identify, so he says, I couldn't identify my captors.
So anyway, let's give a shout out to Mary's Eyes for being on the show, and we're going to take you out to feel only on Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
For the time she said to make things right.
But first, learn to deal in the battle of everybody's goal. Show you peace of mind, let everybody know.
I agree to some extent, but had to make amends. Had I lost my one true friend?
It seems hard to go without, but I just saw the glimpse tonight.
I can feel you in my head. What did they deserve? Everybody swings, everybody stings. Will this vicious life find soon?
One day we were buried, thoughts attested to a sin. Most of them were counted, the precious ones were left.
Of all the spoken words, the saddest ones within. What might happen?
I can feel you in my head. I can change what might happen. Lives were bought and tears were shed.
We'll be right back.
own. Show me your peace of mind, let everybody know.
I can take the part
on everybody's
mind. I still see you in my head.